You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Top of mind for us, first of all, quick news, Boeing deliveries in the first quarter dipping to the lowest since mid-2021, highlighting how far the plane maker has to go on its road to recovery from that near catastrophic accident early in January. So no doubt, Tim, major airlines are watching for what comes next from Boeing.
Well, when it comes to what is actually happening in the space, it makes sense to keep a watch on our next guest, who's well known in the commercial airline industry, having founded five airlines, including JetBlue, WestJet, and the latest, Breeze Airways. With us now is the founder and CEO of Breeze, David Neeleman, with us from Providence, Rhode Island. David, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good. It's been a long day, but productive day here.
Hey, this is not your first rodeo, as they say, but your newest airline, Breeze, turning 3 years old in May. Give us an update on expansion. Give us an update on growth here.
You said it was a productive day, so why was it productive?
Well, I think a lot of talking about our new credit card, a lot of press interviews, but I think the biggest news that we have for today is that we actually made our first profit. We made a profit in March, and we expect to be profitable for the year. And this is in a year where some of the ULCCs are really struggling, and I'm just really proud of our team. We've really carved out a really great niche where people love flying on Breeze. They love the airplanes, the service, the markets we fly, the nonstop. We have about 90, we have almost 200 routes, and 90% of them we have no nonstop competition, but they're routes that people really love to fly. And so that's really the most important thing for us is profitability and continuing to grow and continuing to find great new markets and maturing the markets that we have today.
Well,
Providence, let me just give you an example. Providence, where I'm here, where it's top of mind. We have 20 destinations we serve from Providence. We have more destinations from Providence than any other airline. And, we're flying Providence to LAX, for example, Providence to Denver, Providence to, Florida, of course, to Raleigh, Durham, to, Mid-Atlantic, all over the place, 20 different places. And people in Providence love it. They don't want to schlep all the way up to Boston and deal with traffic and all that kind of stuff when they can fly out of their hometown airport.
So talk to us a little bit about fares holding up in this class. I mean, it feels like there are a lot of budget seats in the market. I mean, talk to us a little bit about fares and pricing and summer demand, how you're starting to see that shape up.
Well, it's good. I mean, we had a good first quarter. It was interesting. We did more revenue in March than we did the whole first quarter of last year. Kind of shows you our growth. I guess that's 300% or more.
Yeah.
April looks good. May is May. It's a bit of a transition month where we move a lot of our north-south flying to east-west. We're starting to fly San Diego for the first time, going from Norfolk, which is a huge Navy base, to San Diego, for example. So, May looks pretty good. And then June, summer looks strong and, holding our projections for a profitable year. So, it's interesting because we have kind of a base fare that's, kind of like a basic economy that everybody else has. And then the jump ups where you go from nice to nicest to nice, nicer to nicest, where you get into a first class seat, isn't that bad. And people love it. They see the upgrade. It doesn't feel like nickel and diming because we're actually giving you something of value, including free internet So, you know, it's working really well. It's a really good model.
Hey, David, I'm interested in the fleet. Airbus A220s, Embraer 190s and 195s. How are you able to survive with such a small airplane when it seems like everybody else is increasing the size of the planes that they're using to offset those higher pilot salaries?
That's a great question. It's a really great question. So the Embraers, we use primarily for charters. We do have a little bit of scheduled service with them, and they're going away by the end of this year, and it'll be all 220s. The 190s, in the month of March, we did almost 600 charters that we flew, you know, for NCAA, March Madness, and all of that. So we use those planes primarily for that operation, and our pilots and flight crews do a great job. Now, the 220, you're right. I mean, pilot salaries have gone up, and you know, fortunately, the pilot shortage situation in the U.S. has really gotten better, much, much better, you know, with, you know, pilots getting ready to be laid off at some airlines and a lot of airlines not hiring. And a lot of that's because of Boeing deliveries. But because the 220 is so efficient on fuel burn and maintenance costs, you know, we only have 137 seats, and our trip cost, that's our being able to fly from A to B, we believe is about 20% lower, 15 to 20% lower than a 320. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our competitors fly A320s, you know, be it Spirit or Frontier or Allegiant or JetBlue. Hmm. So we can fly for 20% lower, and that just opens up an exponential amount of routes that we can fly because we have lower trip costs. Because the plane is new and it's efficient, and you know, has these long ranges, so we can do these long thin routes as well. So, you know, yeah, I mean, what Spirit's, I think, really struggling trying to figure out, what do I do with a 240 seat airplane? Right. I got to fly where everybody else is, and you know, the other, everybody else is not, you know, being kind of late to them, where 80% of their routes they have nonstop competition. 90% of our routes we have no nonstop competition.
You know, David, you've used Airbus planes a lot in your timeline and creation of five different carriers, if you will. And you had the Airbus 320s, right? A big part of JetBlue back then. I'm just curious what you make of what's going on with Boeing in trouble again, if you will. And, you know, it's a duopoly, right? It's either Airbus or Boeing at this point. But I'm just curious how you are thinking about Boeing and its future here. And why don't you choose more Boeings?
Well,
is it just size,
you know,
or
when it was interesting because my first airline, Morris Air, had Boeings, and I love Boeing, and I, you know, went up to Boeing and was fully intent on buying 737s for JetBlue. We couldn't come to an agreement, so I went and met with Airbus. Airbus just sold me that they had a better product, a better airplane, a better, our customers would love it more, you know, fly by wire, just so many other advantages, better fuel burn. And it was just a newer technology. It was a newer technology airplane. So I picked Airbus at that time. Now, the reason I picked it wasn't because of safety. It was just because it was a better airplane for us and it was a better airplane for our customers. I fly 737s on a weekly basis. I just got off a United 737 last week. I feel 100% safe. I have total confidence in Boeing. Obviously, they're going through a rough patch here. You know, but the safety record in the United States for all commercial carriers is unbelievable. I mean, if you look back, it's hard to find the last major accident by a Boeing airplane, you know, in the United States. And it's really difficult. So, you know, I my heart goes out to Boeing. They're, you know, I know they're going through it. I know this will make them a better company, and I expect them to come out of it stronger than ever.
Hey, David, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I got a question from a viewer who wants to know if you're going to bring back flights between Los Angeles and Westchester anytime soon.
You're squinting.
That's a good question. You know, Westchester is a slotted airport, and so we're bidding for some slots actually today, and I haven't heard if we got some, but if we do, that's certainly on our list.
Okay, some news. Bidding for some slots at Westchester Airport today. So come back and let us know how that turns out, and certainly I know that many of our viewers who fly out of the New York City area looking for more flights out of Westchester.
Kind of love these, like these hops that you can use in these between kind of shorter destinations, if you will. It makes a lot of sense. Founder and CEO of Breeze Airways, so well known in the airline industry, David Neeleman, our thanks to you.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.